wrath of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing, man?
You know.
Hey, look, pressure's on, but you love pressure.
I love pressure.
You love pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, we would crumble in the moment, but I don't expect the Royals to.
We don't.
But that's why we're not professional athletes.
The Royals seem
to be very successful at this.
Do their best when they're under pressure.
Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, we did talk about the playoff baseball being different, so I suppose that's a form of pressure that the players are under, and that's why the game looks different. I don't know. We know it's possible. They know they can win in New York.
Hey, I'm still pretty confident.
Pretty confident.
I am.
Okay.
I am pretty confident.
Well, you know, it's not like they got blown out.
No. And hey, look, their manager got them this far and turned that team around and did it with guys, but man, me and Chacho and Euro, and I haven't heard people talk about it or not, so maybe we're completely wrong. But why isn't Bobby Watts? I watched this stupid show where they watch baseball with Joe Biden. He always calls Bobby Witt Jr. Bibby Watt because he can't remember his name.
I say it all the time.
So Bobby Witt Jr. instead of Bibby Watt. Why isn't he standing on second there? Why isn't he stealing second?
You're not the only one because
they have people talking about it a lot because I'm like, why aren't you gone?
They said something on the game about it that they were surprised that he wasn't already on his way. I didn't understand.
Because then Sal hits that ball. That's a tie game.
I thought you
Bibby Watt scores from there.
I thought, well, maybe Laz will know because that seems odd, but there must have been something that I don't understand about this particular scenario.
I couldn't figure it out.
Because that seems like the way
he's been thrown out, but still, like, worst case scenario is he gets thrown out, and then you start the next inning with Sal as your leadoff guy. So you still got a guy who could jack one out coming up. So, like, there's really no downside there. Like, I believe in the rule you do not want to be the first or third out at third or home.
Okay.
Do not want to be that. That is just, to me, now some people, you know, they don't believe it. As a baseball guy, that is it. Maybe it's because, you know, I don't know, my managers at Little League told me that. You know, you do not want to be first or third out at third at home, period. You're already in scoring positions. Don't screw it up. But if you're the third out at second, okay.
Right.
Like it happens, it's baseball. Go get it.
Yeah, and you're playing from behind at that point. So, I mean, the Royals tying it up, Isbell, that was
great.
Moment, you know, and that was an awesome hit. I think a lot of people saw that and thought, oh, that's going to probably go foul. And I think that the guys on TV probably thought it, because although, you know what, I owe you a bit of an apology.
I
think some people have been saying
Bob Costas is not good.
He's been boring. He's been really boring.
I came in because Chacho had a baseball game or a football game last night. And Euro came and watched it, but he didn't stay for, like, you know, the after conference with the coaches or whatever, right?
Right.
So he got home earlier, and I walked in, and Euro goes, I hate this guy. And I'm like, who? And he's like, who's this announcer? I'm like, oh, it's Bob Costas. He's a legend. He's like, he's horrible.
He's been
just
really
horrible.
Really
I hate
boring.
Him. Like, and all of it, he'd be like, shut. This guy's got to shut up. I hate him.
People are saying that he's a Yankees fan and he's biased. We're going through that thing again.
Yeah,
like
I don't
Joe
about
Buck.
That.
I don't know about that. I just know that if you watch the other games, the other playoff games, listen to the excitement when something happens, and then listen to our series.
Yeah,
that excitement is not there.
No, I don't think
all.
He's very
he
good.
He almost sounds old and confused at times.
Well, I don't know about that, but he certainly sounds old and condescending. And
well,
so,
just saying stuff that, you know, not being able to see the ball and go, oh, did he catch it? And it's like, yeah, he caught it. It was a pop fly. Yeah. And then later saying, have gun, will travel.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wait, what? And he's like, I mean, never mind. Don't worry about what I was thinking. Right. I was like, when they cut to those guys and there was this really awkward moment, I don't know if anyone caught it, where Bob Costas must have suddenly realized he was on TV and turned to look. And it was a very awkward moment, but I thought, maybe, you know, he does look kind of old. I suppose he's probably getting up there. Maybe his heart's just not in this one. I don't know, but maybe he's not great at calling baseball games.
I've never liked him.
I've always liked him, but I've thought that he has been boring this game, especially when you watch those other games.
And then Euro was like, I can't put my finger on it, but I don't. And I said, he sounds like a guy who believes Pete Rose and Barry Bonds should not be in the Hall of Fame. And he goes, you're right. He's just an idiot and a dick.
Well,
I'm like, yeah. I'm still not
willing to go that far. I just think he's been boring in the series, for sure.
And I like him. I will say that I don't necessarily dislike him when he does, like, you know, long-form interviews or something, when he gives his take on the state, even if I don't agree with it, the state of baseball, the state of sports, or whatever. I think he's fine on the Olympics, because the Olympics has kind of got that dignified feel to it, too. But it's like, I this is like baseball. Him. Have fun. Like lighten up a little bit, Sally. Let's go.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
All right, so, tonight, the Royals. Mm-hmm. They still got a heartbeat. Still in this.
Yeah.
You know, it's makes it a tougher situation. I don't have to tell you that.
Of course, but I mean,
it's possible.
Like, more than possible.
Yeah, more than possible.
I expect them to win tonight.
You do expect them to win tonight.
Yeah, and then go to New York and throw their ace and see what happens.
It's the Yankees are a good team. When you see their lineup and you're watching it night after night, you go, man, damn, poof. Because you think about Aaron Judge going into the series, and then as you start watching the games, you're like, God damn it. It's like every batter. But of course, they're the richest team in baseball, right? It's been that way since I was a kid. So that's to be expected. And their pitching is awesome. It's hard to get hits off of them. It's hard to get hits in the playoffs. They always say that. But especially against the Yankees when they've got the pitching that they have. So the Royals have hung in there. They've certainly not looked embarrassed by the Yankees. They've looked totally competitive, which is one of the things that I have heard Costas saying. The whole Costas thing, it's not just when the Joe Buck thing happened a decade ago, people were mad saying that he was biased. I know there are people locally saying that Costa sucks, he's biased. And maybe he is biased, I don't know, but that's not my issue with him. My issue with him is how boring he's been, and it's not just like, I don't know, I didn't really pick up on it. I sort of did pick up on it. I almost said something to you yesterday, but then last night when I was watching it, I was like, God, I can't focus on anything but how unexcited he is about everything that happens in these games, especially, like I said, when you watch clips from the other games and you see these other announcers. And he just doesn't feel like the right guy to be doing it. So I thought, well, I guess I owe Laszlo an apology. Then I start seeing a lot of people are complaining about Costas outside of Kansas City. It's not just local people who say he's biased. It's sports journalists who are saying he's just been boring. This is a Sports Illustrated article that says Bob Costas and TBS make Royals Yankees a painful, infuriating watch. And they say it's been marred by terrible booth and production issues. I don't know what the different production issues have been, but I do know that it has been clearly the most boring broadcast of the games of October baseball so far. And then you start to really focus on it. You're like, all right, let's see what he does. I know what these other guys do now when someone gets a hit. I know what these other guys do when something exciting happens. And you just listen to Costas, and there's just really nothing there. I hate to admit this, but Snowcomb, the Sports Illustrated article actually talked about
how much you love Costas.
I still love him. But the Sports Illustrated article actually talked about how people watching the game do not need a history lesson or a morality lesson.
That's how he is every time. Thing. It's like, I'm just waiting for him to be like, I'm glad Pete Rose isn't in the Hall. Like,
I'd like to say I'm not doing the one who was wrong.
And by the way, I don't even know whether he thinks that or not.
Right.
He just sounds like it.
On Saturday, when I found out that we were getting Bob Costas for this series, or found out that we were getting Bob Costas for that game, I texted you and Nick. We were in the group chat, and I said, oh, my God, we get Costas. And Nick said, yeah, it's so sick that we get him for this entire series. It's awesome. So Nick was excited, too. Then I see Nick tweet something that is in the Sports Illustrated article. Yeah, he said, I'm from Kansas City, born and raised. The Royals are the only baseball I've ever cared about. And even I think a George Brett interview from the stands for an entire half inning during Game 3 of the ALDS is pretty ridiculous.
Yes.
I saw other people saying that they were having a tough time trying to get the game on in between the George Brett documentary. Mm-hmm. I did not think much of the George Brett stuff. Yes, they've talked about him. Yes, they, you know.
Yeah, they should show him. But he's a legend.
He's George Brett. He's a legend. I didn't think anything of that. Maybe I would now that people have pointed it out. Overall, I just think that Casas has been really boring.
Yeah.
Just really, really boring. And if you're trying to get someone excited about baseball, if you're trying to get someone to say, hey, they're in the playoffs, watch this game, it's not a very exciting broadcast. I like the other guy. I like him.
Yeah, Ron Darling's good.
Darling, he's good. He's been really good. And he is informative. If you are an average baseball fan or just don't know a lot about baseball, he's a good guy to have doing the game because I think he's interesting. But Costas is the one who's supposed to pick up the slack when it comes to the excitement and just carrying the heavy workload, and he's not been doing that. So, I don't know. If the Royals make it...
I don't know. I mean, is that because you won't watch it if they don't make it?
No, it's not that. It's just if they make it...
I'm just saying, because we got to think he's in it no matter what.
Well, right, but... you're saying no matter who makes it. I'm just saying if the Royals are in it, it would be nice if we find out that someone else is doing it, but maybe it's him. Maybe he's supposed to do the whole series. I don't know. Who's supposed to do the World Series?
I'm guessing it's Joe Buck.
That's...
I would think, but I don't know.
But I don't know for sure.
I don't know who's got the World Series. I think it's Fox.
Is it on Fox? Okay. So then it won't be Costas then, right? Because all these games have been... The American League's been TBS.
So it'll be ever who Fox is, who's doing, you know, the Padres-Dodgers stuff.
Okay.
I would think.
So,
you know my bet?
Yep, so your bet. You think the Royals are going to win tonight?
I do, so here's your bet. Now, look, you lost money with me yesterday, so I apologize. You know, bet at your own risk. I got the I'm doing this right now. Royals money line. Bibby Watt to record a hit. Sal Perez to record a hit. Michael Wacha, 3 strikeouts. Garrett Cole, 3 strikeouts. Jazz Chisholm to record a hit. And Juan Soto to record a hit.
Okay.
Put $100 on that.
You say 3 strikeouts for each?
3 strikeouts. Put $100 on that. It'll pay you $1,129.49.
What was that for the strikeouts?
3.
I mean 3 strikeouts. Was that the last part of the parlay?
Jazz Chisholm and Juan Soto both to get hits.
Okay, Juan Soto and Chisholm to get hits. It's pretty great the Royals fans booing Jazz Chisholm. Okay.
So there you go.
Jazz Chisholm, Juan Soto. Well, I mean, you're the baseball expert. You're the fan. You watch baseball all year long, the way people used to around here when it didn't cost $20.
I watch it all the time.
But your overall feeling so far, if you include the Orioles wild card series too, the Royals have looked pretty good, right?
Wait, what?
The Royals have looked pretty good, would you not say?
They're in the playoffs.
I know.
I'm
saying in the playoffs. Do you think that they've looked pretty good?
Yes, they've looked good.
Yeah.
The Yankees are great.
I just hear all these people so down on them today, and I know it's a loss. I'm not trying to celebrate a loss or minimize that.
No, but I mean, they've got a chance.
They played pretty damn well.
Yes, they won one in New York. Did you think they're going to sweep the Yankees? They won one in New York. New York came here and won one in Kansas City, and that's the way these things go. Now they got to win one at home and then throw it all out on the line in Game 5. And, I think they got as good a chance as anybody.
Yeah, I hate this.
I don't love that they're facing Garrett Cole today.
Of course.
But by the way, you know, he hasn't been as good as. But sometimes when you get those players, you're like, man, maybe they can, you know, you just hope they don't get into Cy Young form. But, you know, hey, by the way, you're throwing Wacha.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of experience, great pitcher. You've got good players on your team. You got just as good a chance as anybody. Just as good a chance as anybody.
Good.
The only thing that I really have any complaint from the Royals at all is that, man, Bibby Watt should have stolen second last night. Like, it was just one of those things. But who am I going to argue with Matt Cotera? Like, the guy...
But
the other thing is, we don't know. Like, maybe he'd tell you, like, you know, off the record, his knee's sore or something.
That's what I wondered.
You know, maybe, you know, he had a plan or, you know, this is what... I don't know. You know, I don't do his job. It's so easy to... I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's so easy to second-guess managers. But you say, I watch a lot of baseball. I do.
Yeah, I thought you might have some speculation.
I know, but that guy played a lot and manages a lot.
Yeah.
So his knowledge of baseball is way superior to mine. But just as one of those people sitting on the couch, Bobby Witt Jr. should have stolen second base. He steals second base. That game's tied.
Yeah.
There's no way I can prove that they don't throw him out at home. But he's the fastest player in the sport. They don't throw him out at home.
And it seems like pretty important that you got him on base.
You got to get him in scoring position. You got to get him in scoring position.
I don't know how many outs were left in the game. What inning was that? Was that?
There wasn't many left.
There wasn't much left. Yeah. It's kind of crunch time now.
Yeah.
And look, I don't like the defeatist attitude. I don't like the people saying that, well, now it's basically an impossible task. It is definitely not an impossible task. And these are the same people that as soon as the Yankees get up 2-0, they think, well, the game's over. No, yeah, it's not.
Well,
that's not how how really any sport works. But it's not how this sport works either.
Mm-mm.
And the Royals are capable of getting runs. They've already shown you that.
Yeah.
They already did it. They did it even in Game 1 when they lost. They did it. Yeah. So, yeah, that Orioles series was a...
And there's a lot that goes into it, you know. Like, I heard people complain, oh, they're walking people. Well, you know, I don't know that. That Aaron Judge up, and they're like, you know, that's the ninth walk. I heard Costa say, you know, I don't know that that's too many walks. I don't know that's too many walks. Like, who am I walking? You know, like, all right.
These are big swingers.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot to it where a pitcher's like, hey, let me see.
That's true.
And the game works so different inside the game. So you're like, let me see if I can get Aaron Judge to swing at a ball on the first pitch.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. Okay. Well, let me see if I can get him to swing on a ball on the second pitch. I'm not going to give him really anything to hit out of the seats. Maybe like see if I can sneak one by him. Whatever your strategy is. But now if you go down 0-2, you're like, well, I'm not going to give him anything to hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or 2-0, you know what I'm saying. But now, if he did go down and swing, and then he swung the high one, and now he's got two strikes on him, well now, you know, let me try to go get him. So, I just think there's a lot that goes into that, where every pitch is calculated as to what's the best move here. So, the walks and that kind of stuff, that doesn't bother me. They got big bats in their lineup. You're probably like, you know what?
That's true.
I'm not so worried about Aaron Judge stealing a base, even though Stanton stole a base yesterday, which
right.
is, the guy literally
right.
doesn't have knees.
Right. Well, but, they sort of gave it to him. But,
yeah.
When they said that last night during the game, it was so matter of fact. The Royals, this many walks, it's too many.
Yeah.
It's too many. And I just went like, oh yeah, that's too many. But now that you say it,
like, we don't
you're
know
right.
that.
Like, you're also, these are huge hitters.
Right. These are guys who can pitch around a little bit. Maybe some of those walks
and
you've got the best,
runs.
What I think is the best defense in baseball. So if Aaron Judge on first is a lot less scarier with that defense and that speed than Aaron Judge hitting one in the right field.
Exactly.
You know? So, you know. I think the Royals are fine. I think their strategy's been great. You know, yeah, they've walked a lot, but the other team hasn't scored a lot of runs.
That's just it.
So, you know, maybe that strategy's working. Like, don't give the big guys something to hit.
The games have been close.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got to score some yourself.
They're going to win tonight.
I think they're going to win
tonight.
I really don't have it. I mean, I feel as confident as I ever have about I think they'll win.
It feels like the Tigers are going to win, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Tigers win tonight.
Well, maybe not tonight, but it feels like they're going to win this series, does it not?
Well, I feel pretty good about the Tigers' chance. They got a home game tonight, so maybe they can win that. But if they don't, then they throw the best pitcher in baseball for game five. So the Tigers are in a, you know, if you would have told me, the only better situation that the Tigers could be in right now is if they swept them.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have told me, hey, they're going to be up 2-1, going into game four with a home game and Skuball sitting there ready to pitch game five. I'd be like,
okay, man.
Right. Okay.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right, we're going to do the news
coming up
here in just a little bit. The hurricane.
I told you it was nothing.
Made landfall.
The only thing it did was what they should have done earlier, is destroy that stupid stadium.
Took the roof off Tropicana Field. Good riddance.
Right.
And everyone's been complaining about that roof forever. Just leave it open.
Yeah.
At the very least, just leave it open. Now, it's too bad because, you know, that was supposed to be some sort of a rescue shelter or whatever. But it didn't look like too many people were in there, and I haven't heard that anyone was injured inside Tropicana Field. This morning, they were still trying to figure out exactly how many people were even in there, but it looked like the place was empty. It was lined with cots, but it didn't look like too many people were in there. I don't know if that's because they knew that the stadium was falling apart and they managed to get them out of there. I really don't know, but it looks like, you know, I mean, look, it's been a serious storm, ton of damage,
There have been deaths, but it's not been as bad as many predicted.
No.
Is that fair to say? I think.
Yeah. YouTube, I told you it'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
It's
but
fine.
It's, but
most people died.
So. It's not
12.
It's not nearly as bad as.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're talking about like mass destruction. We've never seen a hurricane like this before. You know, it'll wipe Florida off the map. I'm like,
they
guys,
were getting,
it's fine.
We're pretty excited there with their predictions. But
you know, just crying on TV before it came.
Well,
don't try to backpedal this and be like everybody called. They were literally crying on TV, and I'm like, guys, it's not going to be. Don't you don't have to start crying now?
I
get it. 12 people died, and that's horrible, and their families are sad. But that ain't what we were talking about before this game.
I think of him crying, and I think of the mayor saying,
right, you stay, you'll die.
If you stay, you'll die. We've never seen anything like it. Storm of a century. We've never seen anything like it
every
in a century.
Every one of them is a storm of a century.
And I think, you know, are you seeing more hurricanes, all that stuff? Absolutely, sure. Was it a bad one? Sure. But I think you guys talked about this thing. And even the NOAA, which we talked about yesterday, Sunco, they were saying, we've never seen anything like this. I was expecting much worse last night as I was looking at updates and this morning when I was looking to see what it looked like when the dust had settled. Of course, a lot of people without power and all that stuff, but we'll discuss
right,
that.
I turned it on.
And the rest
I'm
of the
on
news.
The watch for you. I'm like, all right, maybe this is a destruction. No, just some dude standing in the rain in Tampa like, well, it looks like they got lights here.
Yeah. I know when they're showing you a transformer explodes live while our reporter's out, and I'm like, that's what happened. Okay, that's what you've got?
Mm-hmm.
But after all this, you got the roof of the Tropicana. That's a big one. And then you got a transformer.
Now, here's
exploding.
The thing. This is what I'm going to tell you why that's bad. Because all that death and destruction.
Boy, you cried.
Free. Sells tickets, gets viewers, makes them turn into the Weather Channel, open up their app, all that stuff. Everybody talking about it. And the next time one comes, people ain't leaving.
Yeah.
So that's why. Don't sell people that bag of goods. It's like, don't tell your kids marijuana doesn't feel good. Because when they finally do try it, they're like, oh, you're wrong. It feels great.
Everything's a lie.
So just tell them the truth.
Yeah. You don't want to be like Slim Fast, be a pothead. You get your life together.
Yeah.
Do something with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And is it possible that they thought it was going to be worse? I don't know, but we'll discuss here in a second.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Doom scroll, you big ugly son of a bitch.
Ugly? Why'd you do that?
I was just watching TV. I don't know. I just came out. I mean, like a big, ugly, you know, like strong, you're big. I call offensive linemen big, strong guys, like the big uglies. Yeah. I was just looking
at the big uglies, yeah. That's what you were going for?
They were showing an offensive lineman, and I was like, oh.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to make you like, you know, you're that big, strong offensive lineman guy.
Well.
You're a son of a bitch, strong son of a bitch, big, strong, ugly son of a bitch.
Speaking of big, strong...
Did that hurt your feelings? I'm sorry.
Sons of bitches. I just thought it was a weird one, but no, it's okay. The hurricane. Hurricane Milton. Not as bad as many feared it could be. Tampa, they say, seems to have kind of a history of this where the storm seems to be headed right for the city and then it veers off slightly. But also, just the storm, when it made landfall, was like a Category 3. The sustained winds I saw were like 110.
Huh? Twitch wants to know if I'll have a shot.
Yeah. So, it doesn't look nearly as bad as it could have been. Now, like we mentioned earlier, people did die. It's bad, but it could have been worse. About 25% of the state is without power somewhere around at least the number of people that they track, they said it was about 25% of the state without power. I know that my in-laws don't have power. Like, we can't get a hold of them. No, I don't know if their phones died or what happened, but we haven't been able. If they've gotten a hold of somebody since I left work, it would be news to me, because this morning there was no news. We were getting updates last night, and then it stopped, and so I just assume everyone's phone has died. And they don't have
Papa Joe's eating veal parmesan.
Yeah, I don't know. They went somewhere. I don't exactly know where, but we'll get an update soon enough. I don't know if the house flooded or not, but we'll get an update soon enough. I'm hopeful that it didn't. They were convinced that it was going to at least flood. They said, well, the house is just going to flood. That's it. And there's no flood insurance, so it's just going to be a disaster, but there's nothing we can do about it. But I'm not positive that it did. It doesn't look, like I said, as bad as we thought.
Storm-weary Floridians waking up to another disaster. A Category 3 hurricane bringing catastrophic storm surge and drenching rain to the region, flooding roads and submerging entire neighborhoods. Intense wind topping 100 miles per hour, even sending a massive crane into the Tampa Bay Times building, and tornadoes posing a major threat. Well over 100 warnings issued Wednesday, the most recorded in a single day in Florida ever.
The tornadoes thing, is that part of climate change too? Because we talked about this however many hurricanes ago, about these tornadoes, these follow-up tornadoes that they look out for. And there was, I don't remember which hurricane it was, but there was a bunch of tornadoes. Maybe it was in Georgia.
I think they've always kicked off tornadoes.
Yeah, but then they're talking about how they've got these record-setting, and they just said, again, the record-setting number of tornadoes. I didn't know that they... I don't remember, at least. But you know what? I've never lived in a hurricane zone, so the stuff that I see on the news as a kid was... I know there's tornadoes, but I don't remember all of these tornadoes, saying that there's dozens and dozens of tornadoes. I know they always worry about
it. I guess you don't really think about it, because you're worried about the hurricane. Right.
You're
like, oh, this stupid little tornado.
And then for the hurricane to come and be the thing that screws you, it's like,
thanks, Lorraine.
Not that you would have done anything different to prepare, but just like, well,
if you want to watch this on Twitch, if you're curious, whoever, every once in a while we reference, it's twitch.tv/Church Laszlo.
Yep.
Lorraine just gave me a shot of booze and said, cheers, hot stuff.
Stop on by. Hang out with us. And we have other notes there, too, that you can watch live or go back and catch up on what you missed. You can rewatch our stream every day by searching the Church of Laszlo on YouTube. You can go to reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo. You can text us at 913-586-7989.
There you go.
So, boom.
That's how you get in touch
with us. The other thing that happened, I think the big story, other than, obviously, again, the loss of life, I'm not trying to downplay that, was that the Tropicana Field lost its roof. Now, baseball fans hate this roof. Baseball players hate this roof. Yeah. It's a dumb roof. I don't know how it ever came to be.
I wish they would just
be.
Play outside in Tampa.
It seems odd. It is Tampa.
I guess I'm
Florida,
just trying to think, like,
to
maybe it's the daily rain. They think they get too many rain out games, because it does rain every day.
So can't you,
for like an hour.
Can
but
you play
a retractable
AstroTurf
roof?
Or
a retractable roof? Something.
It's a big enough city, you'd think that a retractable roof could be
Or at least let them play outside and, you know, schedule the games at night.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
It is because it rains
Or it's
day.
Too hot?
Well, it's hot. Here, it's hot.
Yeah, I know.
Lots of places. I don't know. Is it any hotter there than it is in some of these other cities that have baseball?
No, I live there, and compared to here, I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's hotter here.
Exactly. We don't have an ocean right next to us. So, I don't know. But if you don't know, if you're not a baseball fan, I mean, literally... balls just hit the roof and then plop down. It's like something out of a Monty Python sketch. It's ridiculous. Right. It's so stupid. And it happens somewhat
like
often.
Like a bad baseball movie where the player's playing a crappy stadium.
Yes.
That's what it's like. Oh, they got to look
like a bad minor league facility. And they're playing in a gymnasium.
Yeah.
And it wasn't designed for this. And oops, the ball hit the ceiling again. What do we do? But it happens at this MLB stadium. Well, I kind of hope that maybe they won't replace it.
I can't imagine they will.
You know, the Tampa Bay Rays team tells us that that roof was supposed to sustain 115 mile an hour winds. Now, the top gust in St. Petersburg last night was 101 miles per hour. Obviously too much for that stadium, which has a capacity of 25,000 people, turned into more of a hulking ghost ship overnight. The panels are made of fiberglass and they're covered with Teflon. And people who live in this area say that overnight they actually heard the sound of ripping fabric. And now the roof is almost entirely gone.
Okay. Well, luckily...
Hopefully they built something nice there.
there were a bunch of cots and stuff in there. It was supposed to be like whatever
safe place.
Yeah,
New Orleans.
Yeah, but I don't know if they knew.
I think it's called,
what was that?
Mercedes
called?
Something.
Yeah, but that's not. What did they call it? It's something else. What was the
Mercedes
dome?
Is Atlanta, right?
No. Oh, it's New Orleans. No, it's, they have the Mercedes logo and the Superdome.
Yeah.
Superdome. But it does have the Mercedes logo, or it did.
It could be bought a million times by now. Right. I just remembered it as Mercedes. For
it,
sure.
It did then, I
Mercedes
think.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium's in Atlanta, but I think it used to be. I think it used to be New Orleans.
Okay, yeah. But they called it. It doesn't matter. Anyhow. It looks like a lot of people weren't.
Caesars Superdome.
Oh, it's Caesars now.
Nice.
Crazy. Okay. That's a good sale.
The thing that Lazo said he'd be worried about if he was in Florida during a hurricane, the thing that would scare him the most is alligators just swimming up to your house.
I hate that idea.
Swimming up to your car, and then I see this video
trying
this morning.
Trying to get in my car, there's just an alligator in there?
Well, there's a guy in Fort Myers.
I don't want all that.
Trying to get in his car, and it looks like, or maybe he's trying to get out of the car, but as the door opens, you see an alligator lunge. Not just like there's an alligator, it jumps up and takes a chomp trying to bite something, and you hear this guy screaming like, oh my God, there's an alligator. And it was a big alligator.
Oh, that was a big alligator just blew our tire.
I think he speaks for a nation there. What would you do if you found an alligator emerging from the floodwaters in Florida? That happened to this guy near Fort Myers. He opened the door of his car, and guess who's right there? An alligator biting his tires.
Jeez.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah, I thought when Lazo said the alligator thing, I'm like, yeah, but, you know, yes, there's a lot of alligators.
No,
what are the odds
that
that's the thing you got to deal with? Then,
like, I remember living in Florida after hurricanes came, and, like, in the news, they'd be like, hey, make sure when you go to your place, you don't see any alligators out there. I was always like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I guess it's a
like Jurassic
water.
World living here. Just annoying. But
it's a swamp.
It's
know?
A swamp, man. There's
and there's
alligators
a lot of
out
alligators there.
There.
It's not like bald eagles.
There's
like,
a,
we have some
a road,
bald eagles,
and you've been on it. It goes from like Fort Myers to Miami called Alligator Alley. It's like a two-road that goes basically over the Everglades. And when you get on that road, they'll tell you, like, there are no gas stations. Do not run out of gas on here because you'll be in danger because alligators will find you.
There's so many.
I actually ran out of gas on Alligator Alley.
Of course you did.
When I was like, I think I was like maybe 19 or 20, and I was visiting my parents, and then I was going to Miami to maybe go to a college football game or something. I was driving across Alligator Alley. I was like, I was actually driving back from there.
Okay.
I was like, I'll make it to my parents' place. You know, I'll make it. I ran out of gas. I'm like, damn, what am I going to do? And they tell you, like, do not get out and walk. Do not. Someone will come and help you. And literally, I don't know how they did it. Within 6 minutes, this dude pulls up behind me.
They have, like, aerial thing going
they
on?
They must, but he pulls up behind me. He's in a car. He gets out. He's got a gas can, right? He opens up my thing. He's like, stay in your car. First, he asks you if you're out of gas or whatever, right?
Yeah.
What happened? Stay in your car. He puts in, like, you know, 2 gallons of gas. He's like, have a good day.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's like, so it's not
and
like
he
a
goes
tow
back
truck
to where
driver
he does.
Who's private. It's part of the government. It's
yeah,
something the state,
like,
is doing.
Yeah, something the state's doing. Like, if some idiot runs out of gas on Alligator Alley, if we put a bunch of signs that say don't run out of gas,
then Lazo
then
will run
we'll
out
give
of
you
gas.
2 gallons of gas and we'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I always thought that was neat. There must be some sort of cameras on it or something.
That's what I was
wondering. I'm sure someone knows more than me, but dude showed up in no time. Asked me what happened. I'm like, I ran out of gas. He's like, yeah, I got you. Went back to his car, boom, put it in.
I wonder if there's a spot where it's marking, okay, here's how many cars are coming in past a certain point, and then it's marking them on the way out and going, hey, we're a car short or something
right,
like that.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I know sometimes they have those sensors out there. Puff Daddy, Laszlo's favorite party mate. What are those parties called? Freak-offs.
Yeah.
Lazo went to a lot of freak-offs.
Forced freak-offs.
It's been a drought now because Diddy's been in jail. So, yeah, Lazo's been trying to organize these things and hosting. You've done an admirable job.
Yeah.
I think. I don't expect you to be able to fully fill his shoes. He's
we
a very
can't call
wealthy.
Him a freak-off because he has a trademark.
Right.
Well, I call him a f-off.
It's still fun. Right?
Yeah.
It's a similar vibe. You're still trafficking people.
Of course.
Still
trafficking, schmafficking.
Going to Costco to buy cases of
loot. Use that word loosely.
Well, you know.
Well, you need party supplies.
Right.
You're saying what I bought too much lube at Costco?
I'm not. I'm saying you've been
I say you
right.
bought too much, you know, coffee creamer at Costco, whatever. Get what you want. They sell it there in the bulk for a reason.
Sounds like his lawyer.
I need
I think
it.
That's exactly what his lawyer said.
Yeah.
Well, did he
I don't know if check what you buy at Costco. I think probably some of it's absurd.
Diddy has his first appearance in front of the judge that I think is going to be the judge for his trial today. Up until now, he's just had these bail hearings, which he was denied a couple times. But
Sean Diddy Combs set to make his first appearance today before the judge who's expected to preside over his case. Combs was charged last month with sex trafficking and racketeering in a sweeping indictment in New York. He has pled not guilty to the charges. His attorneys have filed paperwork requesting that his trial start in April or May. Meanwhile, Combs remains behind bars at a detention center in Brooklyn. He was denied bail twice by two separate judges.
Now, Lazo, I know you'll speak funny, but Snoko, and that guy's voice that just did that Craig Melvin guy from, I think he's from NBC News.
Yeah.
I saw him on TV the other day saying he's a Chiefs fan. They were like, actually, somebody said to him, like, oh, you're Chiefs, you know? Oh, we know you're a big Chiefs fan. I was like, oh, so I looked him up. He has no connections to Kansas City. So I was sitting there thinking, because of Mahomes, are we at a place where there are grown adults with no connection to Kansas City who may not have ever been fans of the Chiefs, or maybe just like, maybe they liked a player somewhere along the line, and were sort of interested, kind of like me and the Giants.
Yeah.
That now that Mahomes is there, they're just like, this is, I'm rooting for,
of course, people like to root for the winner.
I know, but I know kids do that. But
adults do it all the time.
Really? Yeah.
Who do you like? Oh, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Okay. To say you're Chiefs, I was like,
that's why
and maybe he's been
a
Chiefs fan his whole life.
Fan.
I don't know. Right, because they're so good.
They're so good, so good. Like, when I moved here, I'm like, well, I just can't jump on your bandwagon.
Right.
You're too good.
But if they sucked,
Fine. I'm a KU football fan. Love them.
Right.
Watch their games.
Right.
Like, they sucked. So if you're like, well, you're not from here and you didn't go there, I'm like, you're lucky to have me. Okay? Let's be honest here.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Yo! Finishing the news. Now look, I know the Royals lost last night, but can we at least just relive a moment of excitement during the game.
He's at first base with two down for Isbell. Isbell was hit by a pitch in the third inning. Swinging a line drive, slicing up the left field line. Fair ball right on the chalk. Frazier is around third. He will score on an opposite field double by Isbell.
Notice it sounds more exciting when you have those guys doing the game instead of... another thing that they said about in that article, that Sports Illustrated article about Costas, they said that he and Darling don't have any chemistry. Okay. I'd agree with that. I liked Darling. He's been informative, but I would agree that they've been a little awkward. And then I agree that Costas has been boring. I was the guy who was defending him at the beginning. I think Nick was talking about it on our show earlier as well. But they said that TBS mutes the crowd noise during the games and that the other networks don't do that.
Oh, yeah, they shouldn't do that.
That seems weird.
Yeah, why
would they do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyhow, the Mets, you know, a lot of people are hoping for the Subway Series.
Mets are doing their part.
Sorry, but I don't think they're going to get it because Royals are going to beat the Yankees. That's just the way it is. But the Mets...
Mets are on to the next round. And on June 12th, the Mets had basically no shot to make the playoffs. And then that day, Grimace, the McDonald's mascot, threw out the first pitch at a game, and the Mets turned things around. And fans and players alike have credited Grimace and his appearance with turning around the juju for the team. Overnight, the Mets dispatching their bitter rival, the Philadelphia Phillies, Francisco Lindor. Grand slam.
I love
Frankie Lindor,
He's good at baseball.
I love Frankie Lindor.
I saw him at the press conference with his daughter. I'm just like, man, how do you not like that guy?
Yeah.
He's good. And one of the many things great about baseball, I love the superstitions. You know, I know other sports have it, but baseball's super superstitious.
Of course, yes.
And the whole Grimace thing, that's what turned
around
their season.
Now?
I don't know.
You're going to have little grimaces in the dugout?
That's what turned their season around. Do you know Grimace is... I read that Grimace is a taste bud, like an extracted taste bud.
Oh, really?
Look that up. But I read somewhere that's what Grimace
that's
is.
That's weird.
I was like one of those weird facts that was floating around the internet, I don't know, a year or so ago. Maybe that's not true, but I did read that somewhere. Biden has a message for people after the hurricane and all that. He wants you to know, come on, man. This is crazy. We're not controlling the weather. Come on.
because Marjorie Taylor Greene and maybe others, I don't know, have been saying that Democrats are controlling the weather to, I don't know, keep red states from voting, I think, is the thing. And then there's also these rumors that FEMA is diverting funds. There's rumors that if your house got destroyed, you're only going to get, I think it's like $750, and then that's it. That's all you get, and we're walking away. He wants you to know that stuff isn't true, but he seems especially hung up on the controlling the weather thing. I don't think him going on TV and saying, now they're saying we're controlling the weather. How crazy is that? Come on, it's not true. How does that help? Because the people who believe that you're controlling the weather, you're not going to convince anybody, right? You're not the person to tell
them.
The
last few weeks, there's been a reckless, irresponsible, and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies that are disturbing people. Assertions have been made that property is being confiscated. That's simply not true. They're saying money for this crisis is being diverted to migrants. What a ridiculous thing to say. It's not true. Now the claims are getting even more bizarre. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman of Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's got to stop.
It's beyond ridiculous. Come on, guys. That Dana Carvey impression is getting better and better.
I thought it was crazy that we're now in a point where Trump is like, I'm not going on 60 Minutes because you promised not to fact check me.
Right.
And then in the debate, J.D. Vance is like, hey, you said you wouldn't fact check. And
yeah.
Like, what world are we in where they're like, hey, look, I'll go on your TV and do your little presidential debate, but if anybody brings in facts, I'm out.
Because they're your facts. And I don't like your facts.
And by the way, people are like, yeah.
Alternative facts.
Absolutely. Right. You know what we don't need? Is the truth.
Right.
The truth is nonsense.
That whole alternative facts thing was real. That wasn't just like a weird thing to
but
say.
But that whole idea that you, like, people would rally behind. Okay, I get it. I get why they would do all this stuff. I would get that people say, you know, ABC or whatever is left-leaning. But the fact that you would say, we do not want fact-checking.
Yeah. It's odd.
And that it's censorship.
And then the people of the United States would be like, yeah. You know what we don't need is, you know, people fact-checking. What?
It's a lunacy. Yeah.
Like, I want that on both sides. I know they both lie. Like, right. if Kamala Harris says something that's wrong, I want the moderator to be like, yo, that's not true.
Well, you want journalists to do journalists?
They're only fact-checing one side.
I want them to fact-check all sides.
Of course.
Right.
But of course.
If the one side's not lying, right. then it's weird.
Right.
The fact-check, like, hey, we fact-check that and that's true. That would be weird to say.
It would be. It would be very weird to say. Yeah, you could just start with that. Like, I'll just say stuff that I know to be true. Have strong evidence to believe that it's true. But those days have passed us by. We're past that now.
What is happening?
Well, I don't think we're going back to that.
No.
You go back and watch those debates between Kennedy and Nixon. You don't even have to go back that far. You can just go back to the 90s and watch debates between Bush and Clinton. We're not going back there.
Now we're out there controlling the weather.
Yep.
What the hell?
Yep. Come on, guys. It's crazy. So, Biden says they're not controlling the weather, but look, I mean, can they control the weather?
I need somebody to fact check his old
ass. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I saw that guy on Joe Rogan saying that they have anti-gravity machines now, or anti-gravity something. I couldn't totally understand him, but he says aliens are real and anti-gravity is a thing, and so why couldn't we control the weather? You know? There's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
Why would they tell me? Why would Biden go on TV and tell me? Might be the only country who can control the weather. And he's just going to go on during a hurricane and say, we did this because...
We could be.
I hate DeSantis, huh?
It would be weird. Well, yes, we could be, but that doesn't mean it's true.
No, it does not. I get that.
Because it could be.
There's no evidence, is what you're saying. Right. No evidence.
The Royals could have won last night.
Right.
They literally could have, and the TV just showed me a different score.
Yeah, that's true.
It's possible. It's true. It could have.
There's no evidence that I have.
The idea that that's the world we live in now. It's like, no, you don't need evidence.
Right.
It's just say what you want and then prove me wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, the Royals won, and they should be in the World Series.
And TBS, the reason they're muting the crowd noise is because they're actually muting all the noise of important plays.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't show you the runs. They
And I don't know if you know this or not, but the government controls the ball.
That's right.
They do.
And you're like,
Biden's got a remote control in the White House. And that's how it goes.
You're right. And he's so mad at Bibby Watt.
Yep. For not getting a hit. Not stealing a base.
Right. That is. Made him strike out now.
Yeah.
I hate Bibby Watt. Like, what are we doing? And then people are like, well, it's possible. Like, Joe Rogan then gets on a podcast and like, it's possible they wouldn't tell me if they controlled baseball.
Well, I said that. He might say that. Yeah,
people
I don't
are actually saying, no, the NFL is, like, that was a joke at first. It was scripted.
Yes.
But now people are actually saying
that. Yeah, right.
Oh, maybe it is.
What the hell? Maybe it is. Stop.
Lazo, would you be mad, or Snowcone, you're both dads, would you be mad if your kid came home from school, one of your kids, and had a sticker, and you said, because getting the sticker from the teacher at school, there's nothing weird about that, right? But you see the sticker, and you're like, that's weird. Why is this sticker on your hand? Is that a sticker? It kind of looks like a patch. It's got a little moon and a star on it. And your kid says, it's a sleeping sticker. And you say, what's a sleeping sticker? And you say, well, the teacher gives it to us for nap time.
Okay.
And you go, oh, okay. And then you look into this, and you believe that the sticker is some sort of sleep aid, like a
melatonin patch?
Yeah, like a melatonin patch, something like that.
I don't know if they have
I've
those
never seen them either. And what's weird is the local
I'm sure
news,
they exist.
The local, yeah, they could exist, right?
They Biden, could exist. Biden probably gave them to kids.
Giving them teachers. But the local news down
Biden
there...
Biden gave them to kids and took them all to ditty parties. We know what happened here.
That's how it works.
Melatonin patches are a thing. Yeah,
That's how it goes. But what's weird is the local news that did this story, they didn't actually come out and say for sure that these sleeping stickers are sleep aids. They say the stickers are believed to be sleep aids. It's like, well, can you look at the design? I mean, I know you're a local news channel.
You
like, go
be able to figure
go
it out.
Find some of these things and see if they're for sale and figure out what's in it. But nowhere in the article do they say that. But they do say a mother found out back in September that this was happening. The administrators there said, "Oh crap, we're sorry. We'll alert other parents." This mother waited and waited, and the school didn't alert other parents. She gets mad. She starts alerting other parents. Other parents are saying, "Hey, my kid had a sticker too. I didn't know these are sleep stickers." And now the school is saying, "We're so sorry. We really dropped the ball on this. We meant to tell you that the teacher had been handing out sleep stickers." Shouldn't have been doing that. Again, though, the school never admitted that they were sleep aids, in this article at least. And I'm still not positive that they are. You could tell me that, no, it turns out they looked like them, but they're not.
She said it's a sleeping sticker. I asked her, where do you get this? She's like, well, my teacher gives it to me for sleeping time. The next day we went up to the school, we bought the evidence up there. We filed a report. We did say we wanted to file criminal charges if this is something that's true.
He said, yes, mommy, I get a special sticker. I said, what does the sticker look like? He said, I get it right here on my hand, and it has the storms with the clouds and the stars and the moon.
Okay, so that mom's saying, we want to file criminal charges if this is true. Yeah, that seems kind of ridiculous, right? That they would give your kids medicine if that's
like,
true?
Like, I have to sign a thing even for, I think, I'm not positive.
For them to have an aspirin, right?
I'm not positive about my high school kid. But I certainly for when they were in elementary school and middle school, to be like, can we give them Motrin or something?
Yep. Yes, exactly.
I'm like, whatever, you can give them cocaine.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I'd rather not. Give it to in the morning, that's fine. But yeah, give
I know how they
want.
Can be.
I trust
you.
You
want to give
most.
Them a gummy and just let them chill for a while, boy.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo!
Yo! How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm trying to find... Do you guys know this song? This is stupid, but crunch, 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 someone's got popcorn. Have you ever heard that in your life? I'm just curious. I'm asking. Don't look at me like that. I'm just asking for your help, real
sing
quick.
It again.
I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I'm just
please sing it again. I don't
crunch,
know.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Someone's got popcorn. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Someone. I don't remember what happens after that.
It's one of your dad's country songs.
He used to sing it all the time.
Who did?
My dad. And I thought it was a country song from
like something
Hank
made
Senior.
Up himself.
Well, I'm wondering if it's a song that he wrote with his band, the Cactus Kids. But why are you laughing? I tried looking up the song, and now I'm wondering if it's his song. And I'm like, well, damn, if that was his song, I wish I'd kept a better, you know, record of that stuff. I should have recorded them.
But the Cactus Kids.
We had some tape.
That's
what?
A good band name, man.
They were look, it was like the 1950s, and he was in the Navy. And they had a band.
They're the Cactus Kids, and they wrote a song called Crunch, Crunch, Crunch.
I don't know
crunch.
That
Someone's
they wrote that song. I don't know. He said that wasn't his song. I swear he told me that wasn't his song when I would ask him about it. He's like, oh, that's not my song.
Did you Google Crunch, Crunch,
yes,
Crunch?
Yes, someone's got popcorn. I tried that and lyrics. Nothing's coming up.
I can't imagine.
There's like ads for popcorn. And
popcorn thought, doesn't even really go crunch, so it's really weird.
I thought it would be like a, you know, some old-time country person song, but I can't find it.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Someone's got popcorn. Let's redo it.
Well, yeah, I guess that's all
as
I can do
now. As the Cactus Kids. Us three will be the Cactus Kids.
If I can't find any more evidence of this song or recording of it, then
why
we'll just
are
have
you,
to
why,
record
what has made you think about this?
Well, I was in my head earlier, and I was thinking, oh, you know what?
Did your dad sing it all the time, like when you were eating popcorn or something?
No, like my dad played guitar.
Bedtime?
It was hard to get my dad to play guitar. He used to play steel guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Then they pawned the steel guitar. But my brother found, actually my brother's wife, found the steel guitar and bought it back and gave it to my brother like years later.
Oh, nice.
Crazy, right? I was there, it was like Christmas and boom, he gets the steel, that's a pretty thoughtful gift.
Yeah, sure.
He found, so, because he had memories of my dad playing this thing, but we also
How many years in between?
In between what?
Him pawning it and her getting it.
Like, I think maybe a year or two.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive,
yeah, pretty impressive to find it.
Yeah. So, unless
she
bought
it
and sat on it.
Because it was like...
I don't know.
Did it say, like, popcorn on the back?
I don't know. I don't remember if he had a picture of it.
Cactus Kids?
Man, maybe. I mean, I guess I know what it looked like. It's a second
closet forever. I know I'm kind of making a joke, but I guess in the real world, like, is there some distinguishing mark?
I think... I mean, my brother would definitely know what it looks like. I feel like I would know what it looks like. I saw it for a long time.
Mr. Imp says your ketamine gorillas in the corner.
No.
Eating popcorn?
No.
Just...
No,
crunch,
I was
crunch,
a kid.
Crunch, I am the ketamine gorilla.
No, but we did buy my dad an
your
acoustic
ketamine
guitar.
Gorilla cracks me up
ketamine.
When he shows up.
Ketamine.
Okay, when he shows up, kills me.
We bought my dad an acoustic guitar one year, and he was pretty excited, and so we were like, all right, you know, let's hear you play it. I hadn't heard him play the guitar in years, and so he started playing it, and that's the song he sang. And then, I don't know, months, a year
how
later, we bring the card.
Like the whole thing?
He knew the whole song,
so
yeah.
So it was like, sitting in the house.
I don't know. I just remember, crunch, 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 someone's got popcorn. Crunch, 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 someone's got popcorn.
I'm looking for it.
And maybe it's a jingle.
I think maybe it was something, because I said, was that one of your songs? And I swear he said, no, that's not one of our songs. You know, that's a song. Can't you hear a hit? Don't you know a hit when you hear it?
Did you Google that?
I'm looking
it.
For it, yeah.
It's not easy to find, right? I'm not finding anything. And I know that's how he sang the song in the bit. That's how it started. Crunch, 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 someone's got popcorn. And I don't know, I'm just feeling reminiscent and thinking, I wonder if that was a song of his since I can't find it. And now I'm bummed that we don't have like a recording of that or anything. But anyhow, I thought maybe one of you guys would know it. Or maybe Silicone's pretty good at looking stuff up, so I thought maybe he would know. Speaking of country music legends, one thing my dad
a popcorn instrumental.
Yeah, it's a video game thing. I found it. Yeah,
popcorn song lyrics by Hot Butter.
Yeah, not that one either.
It's not.
Nope.
Damn. Well, if anyone can find it, Silicone's really good at doing internet research when he's interested. I don't know how interested he is
in
this, but maybe he can find it. But speaking of
crunch, 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 someone's got popcorn.
Yeah, it's going to be in your head now. Speaking
that's of actually a very good song.
Country
I like
music
it.
Legends Garth Brooks finally spoke out. Other than just has people putting out a statement, he's got some podcast thing. I don't know, studio.
Fun song for kids. Did you see that? That looks like it might be it.
Yeah,
it sounds like a
Facebook
kid's
link.
Song.
It's not.
What about the one on YouTube? Popcorn song, fun song.
Kids. I tried that. That was
going on
it.
A bear hunt. Someone's got popcorn.
Yeah, I tried that one.
I haven't found much.
You saw it too?
I listened to that one earlier. Yeah, when you were down smoking, wasn't the right melody, wasn't the right lyrics. So I don't know. Garth,
maybe it really was your dad's song.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, is that what they sang? There's pictures of him on the ship when they're performing. I mean, the crowd was going nuts. Of course, it's all guys.
Well, sure. They had popcorn.
Well, no, they probably performed when they were docked. What do you call that? When the ship docks, you're just docked, right? Is that what you would say?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they performed.
Or in port.
In port. My dad almost wasn't allowed back on the ship one time. Because
he wrote a song called Crunch, Crunch,
no,
Crunch.
No, I asked my dad one time, why don't you ever drink liquor? And I never saw him drink liquor once, not a shot of nothing. But he drank beer all the time. I said, why do you never drink liquor? And he said, well, I don't like it. And I said, why don't you like it? You don't like the taste? And he said, well, when I was in the Navy, we were docked.
Can I have a shot, please?
Yeah, we were docked. And
we were space docked.
I drank some liquor, and he says, I mean, this sounds ridiculous, but he says that he swung on a chandelier.
Oh, nice.
I don't know, like Robinson Crusoe. Who swings on chandeliers? Does that sound right? You get the point. A pirate.
National treasure.
Okay, then in National Treasure. But he swung on a chandelier, and they told him, basically, you got to get off the sauce or you're not getting back on the boat. Something along those lines. So he said he never drank liquor after that. He was like, you know, liquor caused me problems. Beer, never any problems. It's weird because I have problems with both. I don't see any more shots.
Alexis, oh, we got that big bottle.
I have to pull
Alexis
it.
Alexis Terry says it should be munch, munch, munch. Someone's got pink eye.
I mean, if you're making fun of Spencer, that's
that's
fine.
What he is. That's super funny.
But don't make fun
munch,
of
munch, munch. Someone's got pink eye.
There's a million things you could
put in there,
do with
sure.
that song. But anyhow, speaking of country music legends, Garth Brooks finally spoke out about these allegations.
About that he wrote a song called Popcorn?
No. Maybe he did, but I don't think so. It would be hard to find because his music isn't allowed on the internet, so maybe it was him. But he finally spoke out about the rape allegations and says he's going to fight him. Same thing that the statement put out, except now he's saying it.
Let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? This thing is on. It's going to happen, and people
it's
are
on.
Telling me it could be up to 2 years, okay? So my suggestion is we all take a deep breath. We all just kind of settle in and let's hold hands and take the trip together, okay? Because it is something that you cannot talk about. It's not, that's all we can say about it. So for those who joined us tonight to hear about that, I bid you a wonderful rest of your night.
He's doing
that.
That's
the last we can say about it.
He's got a podcast, Project Garth, or Project G, something like that. And I think he was live streaming or whatever. It's a video. But when he says, let's all hold hands and do this together, I don't want to take that trip with you. And
I do.
You may be innocent.
Why don't I want to?
A Garth freak off?
No. Like,
why don't I just want to hold his hand and figure out what's going on?
I don't want to help him face these allegations.
I do.
You want to be a part of this?
Well, yeah.
Why? You're defending him?
I believe in Garth.
Okay, look. It's possible that he didn't do this. It's possible he did.
So I want to hold his hand and figure it out.
Well, let's wait till we get some more facts.
Well, I gotta, walk one way or the other.
You don't want to be holding his hand when she pulls out a video of him and it's evidence. You know,
I'm walking with Garth.
Then you have to let go of his hand, and it's embarrassing. It's just a weird thing to say. Let's all hold hands.
Yeah.
And fight this together. Is that what he said?
Let's all hold hands and find out what's going on together, basically.
I thought
let's walk. I don't think he said fight.
No, he said, let's all hold hands and ride this out together.
Yeah, take an adventure together.
Take an adventure, something like that. I was just like, well, look, man, I'm sure you've got plenty of support, but, I'll stand back here.
I'm going with Garth.
What's going on.
I'm
right
with Garth.
I know you're pro Garth. You're always pro man. Believe men. You had that shirt forever.
Yeah.
Hashtag believe men.
Hashtag.
Or believe all men is actually what it said.
Hashtag really?
Yeah. There was a phase when Lazo had a hashtag shirt for every day of the week.
Yeah.
But his favorite one was that believe all men. And look.
Well, didn't just believe men. It didn't say all men. It just believe men.
It was just during the Me Too era.
Yeah,
and then you
men.
Said you were vindicated. And I don't really remember why. But
well, it was like hashtag just, really you too. Okay.
Something about
really
too many
you
Me Toos.
Too, comma, okay, question mark.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Different teacher, different city. That sleeping patch teacher was in Texas. Now he moved to Boulder. A teacher in Boulder is under fire for something that she did. But what's today? Thursday? So the night before last, they had a school board meeting in Boulder. And a bunch of people came to this meeting to defend this teacher. Name's Rebecca Roedo. Roedo. And,
nailed it.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
Sure she wouldn't correct
right.
you at all. Rebecca
Roedo. 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 Or Roedo. Yeah, that's what I was
Rebecca
trying to
Rebecca
Roetto. Rebecca Roetto.
Rebecca Roetto.
Roetto.
There you go.
Rebecca Roetto, she's a teacher, and according to the school there, the superintendents, whatever they call those people, she's in trouble because of something that she drew on students' forms at school. Any guesses what she drew on? Well,
dick.
A swastika.
Like Jonah Hill.
I just sit there for hours on end drawing dicks. I don't know what it was. I couldn't touch the pen to a piece of paper without it drawing the shape.
I never saw it, but I knew it was going to be.
It's really f***ed up. Here I am, this little kid, and I can't stop drawing dicks to save my own life.
That's what I thought of immediately, right?
Sure.
Was Jonah Hill. So, according to the district, the cartoon penises that this teacher
she
drew,
did, huh?
Yes. Were on student papers and in a student yearbook.
Why is she drawing dicks all the time?
So, that's my thought is, if she's drawing penises in yearbooks and on forms, that seems like a really strange thing for a teacher to do, right?
Yeah.
Why would they be defending her? Well, there is a bit of an angle to this story. Apparently, one day they come to school, and someone had vandalized the school and drawn a bunch of penises all over the place.
It was her?
No. It was her. It wasn't her.
It was
that we know of. No, not that.
It could be her.
I mean, sure. It could have been Biden.
She's obviously a suspect.
Well, maybe.
Well, she draws a lot of dicks. So.
Well, she didn't before this. What happened was...
How do we know that?
Well, there was no accusation.
You've become a dick drawer.
No one had ever said.
Have you ever done a dick?
Of course.
I'm guessing she adopted it after the story, right?
Yes. What happened is the students apparently joked around with her. She needed a stamp to stamp these kids' forms and their checkout forms, and she didn't have a stamp. So the kids were joking around, and they said, "Hey, you should draw penises because there's penises all over the building.
Yeah.
You should draw a penis on the checkout forms instead." So the students who agreed to that morning. The students that morning were greeted by hundreds of penises that were drawn all over the building, and the teacher says, "Okay, you know what? Maybe it is kind of funny. We got hundreds of penises around us. I'll go ahead and draw the penis." So she obliged. She drew a penis on 10 students' forms, and a school security guard saw this and reported it. Like an adult, I assume a school security guard is not some student. This isn't a volunteer thing. It's not like the hallway monitor.
Neighborhood watch.
No, the hallway monitors are kids, but a security guard, that's an adult, right? That's someone that they put in the school, might even be armed. At our school, we had cops. But a security guard, in my mind, this is an adult who saw this happening and ratted on her. Now, that's my least favorite part of the story, is that this adult saw that. Imagine being a grown man or woman, a security guard. With your gun, going around, your job is to try and make sure kids don't get shot because that's an issue now in schools in this country. And you see a teacher, these kids are laughing, and a teacher draws some penises on some students' forms. Meanwhile, there's graffiti of hundreds of penises around them. But she draws penises on a couple kids' forms after they joke and say, "You should do that." And then you go report her? You go tell the principal? "I just wanted to let you know. It's my obligation as a sworn security guard to make sure you're made aware of this."
What? Also, why is she drawing dicks on?
They asked her to. They call me funny. They're seniors. They're not kids.
Like if your nephew came to me like, "Hey, Laszlo, it's so funny. Will you draw a dick on my hat?" I'd be like, "No."
I understand. I understand.
Although I'm going to draw a dick now. Let me see.
But, hey, my nephew's 13.
Let's all draw wieners.
This is a game I used to play. We used to get together and do
and
these games.
And we've done this before.
We've done this. Yeah, we've done this
and
before.
And then what happens?
I used to do that werewolf game with people, and I said, "Why don't we do a different game where everyone draws a penis, and we'll guess who drew which penis?" And so we've done that here on the show a couple times.
We have?
Yes, and posted 100%. On social media.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. And I don't know why. You never even have to have seen my handwriting or Laszlo's. You just, if you've listened to the show, if you know someone, for some reason, when you see someone's drawing of a penis, you know who it is. It's a weird thing. When we did it the first time at game night, there were like 15 people there. Everybody knew. Everybody was able to guess whose penis was whose. Whom's? Whose? I don't know. But it's a strange thing. So I'm with you, Laszlo. When I saw that this teacher drew penises and that parents were defending her, I thought it was weird because it seems like a weird thing to do. But I'm just playing devil's advocate. They are seniors. They did ask.
Draw a wiener?
They asked her to do it.
I'm working on it.
Draw a wiener.
They're seniors. They asked her to do it. What do you think? Should she be fired for drawing penises? I mean, she's got like 10 years.
He's checked out, man. He's drawing his penis.
She's a veteran teacher. Well, Snowcone, you've got kids. I mean, imagine your kid's 18 years old.
Yeah, if my kid now, it would not be cool.
Well, of course, but these kids are seniors in high school.
Yeah.
Like Laszlo mentioned my nephew, he's 13. There's a big difference even between him and an 18-year-old, right? Most of those singers are probably adults or very close to it. So she drew 10 penises. Wasn't even a dozen.
This is my penis.
Okay. What's all that stuff along the...
Right, it's just like penis skin.
What, the lines that are going up?
Yeah, you know, I just tried to color it in a little bit.
Mm, okay.
Well, they don't give it away. Now I have to do mine differently.
You just pointed it at Twitch.
Well, we were going to put it on Instagram. I figured, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll draw penises.
I got mine.
You can play a song, and I'll finish drawing my penis here.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Woody Hayes.
You already said Woody Hayes.
Oh.
That's the last Woody you said. Before that was Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, Woodrow Wilson was a good one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
You beat me. That's fine.
We were doing our competition where somebody said Woody, and then...
Woody Allen, Woody Harrelson, Woody Woodpecker.
And then I nailed you with the Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah. I said Woody Guthrie, I think.
Oh, that was good.
That was a good one, but I used that early, so that's my problem. I always move my back pieces too soon. Hey, things...
Woody Woodpecker was...
It's a good one.
Nailed it.
I think I could have got Woody Woodpecker, but it was a good one.
Would you have got Woody Woodrow Wilson?
No. I wouldn't have. That's why I gave you credit for that. I gave you credit for a couple things today, okay? I gave you credit for that. I gave you credit for being right about Bob Costas. Everybody's mad at him now. Even Nick, who was defending Costas with me against you, and now I saw him on his show. Looks like they're talking trash. So, I've been humble, and I've given you those two wins today, okay?
That's good for me, though.
You get points.
But I don't care about the Bob Costas one. The Woody battle. Whenever you're with a buddy and somebody says, you know, Woody something, and then someone names another Woody, that's like competition on.
Yeah, well, you got to keep going with names.
Yeah, that's all. I like that. That's my favorite.
I'm not very good at it. I don't like being put on the spot like that. I'm not good under pressure. That's why I'm more of an individual sports kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know? I like to do things my own way. I don't need other people watching me or bothering me about it.
But nailing the Woodrow Wilson, that was nice on my part.
That was good.
Like, makes me happy.
Things that guys do that women don't. We'll do this just like the Woody game. No, we don't have to do that.
Things that guys do.
Let me see how this guy worded this. They said things that are normal for men but not for women.
Pee standing up.
And they said these are all double standards.
We're doing a game.
Well, I've already looked at these, so I've cheated because I've got a bunch of them. I've seen what people have said. One of the examples here is, and you guys can tell whether this is true or not. Maybe you're different, but somebody said, me and my friends have been friends for at least 15 years. I think we have a total of about 3 pictures together. I would say that's true.
Okay.
The only pictures, really, that I have with my friends are at weddings.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a wedding together,
we should take a picture of someone gets... Together. That'd be nice.
We've got a couple pictures together in the studio, because Snowcone puts us on Twitch every day.
Performing fellatio.
What?
That's the thing women do that men don't.
Right, this is things that men do that women don't do.
Oh, performing fellatio.
Things that are normal for men, but...
In this room, performing fellatio.
Not for women.
Oh, sorry. Men do and women don't.
Guys have to propose. Women don't usually do that.
That's a good one.
They have to get down on their knee and do the whole thing. But some women do it. I've heard stories about women getting down on their knees, whatever. But you know what? We complain about that. Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to be the ones? Why do we have to buy the ring? Why do we have to get on our knee and be so embarrassed and try and come up with a good proposal? But if we keep complaining about it, what they're going to do is they're going to do away with it. And then women are going to start asking just as often as men. And that means the men lose control of when the engagement begins. You lose control.
Well, you can say no.
Well, you could say no, but then the relationship's over. Maybe you don't want the relationship to
be
over.
Things men do that women don't.
Yeah.
Walking
around outside topless. Women don't get to do that.
Work.
Although there's... Oh, Jesus. We're not doing that type of game, okay? Christ. Men like to insult one another. Women don't do that, I guess. That is true. So far, all of these have been true, I would say. We do all of these things. Men have pockets in their pants that are actually usable, and we use them. I didn't know that women didn't have pockets in their pants until I was an adult. Because they don't have pockets.
Because they have a purse.
Right, but it's still weird. Like, if there's places they're not allowed to take their purses.
Have a purse.
Like, they can't take their purses to the Chiefs game and stuff like that.
Unless
they don't have any pockets.
Just check them.
No, you can't take them.
It's a purse.
No, you can't take it.
It's a purse.
Yeah.
They have a purse.
Yeah, I know, but you can't take them everywhere. Some places say no bags or purses. It's just weird. It would be nice to be able to put something in your pocket, wouldn't it? Maybe you don't want to carry a purse. I don't know. Women don't seem to be complaining about it.
Right, because they have a purse.
It's their own fault. Whatever. They complain about the purses, though. Another thing men do, being friends with someone for a long time and not really knowing anything about them.
Well, that's true.
That's true, too. Brooke will ask me questions. How's so-and-so?
Did she ever ask about me?
Well, yeah, she asks me every day.
She says, really? What does she say?
She says, how's work? How's Laszlo? How's Spencer?
Oh, good.
She asks how you guys are doing.
I don't want to hear that.
What, because she asks how Spencer's doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she asks how you guys
are
doing.
I thought it was special about me.
Well, she asks first, how's Laszlo? And then she asks, how's Spencer? I suppose if I ran out of time talking about you, then we wouldn't get to Spencer. So there's that.
Still doesn't make me feel good.
Probably been times when we
don't... Will you ask her not to ask about him anymore?
I can... Sure. I'll tell her to stop asking about him. Then she's going to think I'm mad at him, but...
No, just say Laszlo doesn't like it when you ask about
him. Okay. I can do that. Another thing men do...
Thank you.
...that women don't have to worry about is when you're walking in public and it's nighttime and you realize that you're walking behind a woman, and that's probably scaring her, so you cross the street to give her space so that she doesn't think she's being followed.
I cross the street to scare him.
I know you do. That's the problem. That's why women are scared of people behind them. They could act like you. Now, one of the things that somebody said was that men have no decorations anywhere, and that's just a lie.
No, I have decorations.
I'm the one who buys the decorations. I put up the decorations. I like the decorations. And I've always liked the decorations. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you get older, you get more of them. You collect more of them. I like decorations. They also say that men use a body wash that's also a shampoo and a conditioner all in one. And that is true. Now, I don't have hair, but I know that the body wash that I buy says also for your hair and whatever.
Some of it does.
A lot of it.
But I use the body wash for the hair in there.
Yeah, but women do not do that.
No.
There is no such thing as a woman who's using body wash as soap and then also washing her hair with it. And then she's done. No.
Well, maybe.
My shower is filled with mostly hair products for Brooke. That's what it is. There's so many different things.
I have like 2 bottles in there.
I don't have hair, so I don't have to worry about it at all. But yeah, if I did have hair, I'd just use
body wash?
Yeah, of course.
What kind of body wash do you use, out of curiosity?
Usually like Suave, whatever's the cheapest.
Got it.
It's got to have a pump handle.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I don't like, you know.
I'm trying to think what I got in there right now. I have Everyman Jack Sea Salt.
Oh, I don't get it.
And I like that native stuff. I don't know if I like that.
The fanciest thing I had was a bottle of Dove charcoal something by which it smelled good, but you have to pop the thing open and squeezing it. I'm not doing that. I need the pump. So it's just been sitting there. They also say that men are capable of sitting and going completely blank, not thinking about anything for large moments of time.
Sure.
Well, that's true. Women don't do that.
No.
What do you mean? How do we know women don't do that? I think women
their
do
their little brains work hard. They're like, you know, like a little remote control car. It's always
very funny.
Like it's always wound up.
Yeah. Very funny.
It's going to be funny. I'm just saying. They're a little tight. There's always something going on in there.
Another guy says...
like a hamster wheel.
Okay. Another guy says, last time I cried was 15 years ago when my dad died. Mm-hmm. It's not that I try not to cry. It's just that I don't cry. And he says, my wife and 7 sisters... have said that this is not normal. They cry at least weekly. Yeah. That's true. I mean, women cry. Some men cry more than other men, but in general, I cry. I mean, I don't cry as much as the women around me.
Does your woman cry?
Yeah.
Do the women in your life cry?
Oh, yeah. All of them.
Brooke cries a lot?
I mean, a lot compared to a guy, but not compared to other women.
When you come home, there's a good chance she's crying?
No. Not a good chance she's crying.
How many times have you seen her cry in the last year?
Oh, in the last year, like in the last 12 months? I don't know, maybe, I really don't know, 30 Bro, times?
30 times!
Maybe, I don't know.
She's crying at least twice a month.
What are we talking about? Like
crying!
I know, but it has to be like sobbing?
Well, just
like
crying, I don't know, the definition of crying is tears coming out of her eyes.
Yeah, then, yeah.
30 times, twice a month.
I would say a couple times a month.
My God, she's not happy.
Every woman I've ever been around cries like that. My mom cries.
That much?
Yes, she cries at TV stuff. She cries at commercials. My sister-in-law cries.
You should be a better son and boyfriend.
She was crying the other day. It's nothing. I mean, sometimes it's things I'm doing, but most of the time it's nothing to do with me.
But if you made them happy, they'd be happier.
Well, maybe they'd be crying more if I wasn't around. I think women just cry a lot.
More than twice a month, once every 15 days.
I don't think that's a lot for women.
How much you live around all women?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you and the women around you cry?
Not very often.
Okay, what about women you've been with?
30 times a year?
Women I've been with cry...
How often?
Constantly.
Okay, there you go. It's a common thing. Women cry.
All right, how many times does your mom cry? 30 times a year?
Oh, God, no.
No, yeah.
Well, his mom's stoic. Different. She's an outlier.
But especially young women and relationships, whatever, they cry a lot. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Mm. I don't think twice a month is that much. It might not be enough.
Pencil, you on our Twitch?
That's all they do, man, I'm telling you.
Women just cry, huh?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
I guess I just don't pay attention.
I guess not. Every girl I've dated cries all the time.
Constantly.
Why?
I don't know, because they feel
their emotions.
Do you think
it's like you guys? Or maybe there's something to do with you guys? Like, why are you making
sometimes
them cry?
Sometimes it is because of us.
Clearly not.
Sometimes, I mean, like, maybe they're just unhappy.
There's no correlation. No,
but sometimes
there's no correlation.
Maybe they're just generally unhappy.
But they cry at movies.
Yeah, I know, but they're always on the brink of crying, so then when something happens, they cry.
Yeah.
They're not always on the, like, happy, so you've made them somewhat miserable, and then when something...
I don't know that that's true. Yes,
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
No, I think you just don't realize that women cry a lot. I don't think twice a month is that much for a woman to cry.
Okay.
It would be a lot for most guys, but I don't think it's a lot for women at all. Another thing men do that women don't do is that if you have hair, you wash.
Why do they cry so much?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I thought you were aware that they cried.
I didn't know
that
they cried.
You've dated people, haven't you? Have you lived with
people? Well, my ex-wife cried all the goddamn time, but
we
were arguing.
Oh, that's part of it, yes.
Right,
I'm sure she cries about other things, too.
But I put the onus on me. You guys are saying you didn't do anything wrong. They just sit around
crying. I'm saying sometimes I do, but other times it has nothing to do with me.
You're saying you sit around twice a month and cry out of the blue. Just crying.
I said sometimes it's because of me. Other times it's because of something else. I would say the majority of the time it's not because of me, though. The vast majority of the time.
You do look old.
Who looks old?
Yeah, whatever.
Why do they keep saying Snow Cone looks old?
Because he does look old. Look,
I think he looks good.
Thank you.
I know what you're saying. He doesn't look good. He looks old.
He doesn't look old. He looks normal.
Looks old. No, I look normal.
If I saw him on TV, I would guess that he's 30 years old.
Okay.
I would.
Okay.
I'd say late 20s, early 30s. I would say late 20s, early 30s.
Him?
Yes.
No.
That's what I would say. That's what I would say.
He's lying to you.
No, I'm not. I would say
late
20s, early
30s.
And
that's how you know you look old, because he always overdoes it.
That's what I would say. Late 20s, early 30s.
He seems like he's telling the truth.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You really believe if people saw you on TV, they'd be like, look at that guy. He looks like he can play a kid in high school.
I'm not saying that's what I was saying. I think Sunfast believes he's telling the truth.
Laszlo, I want you to do this. Take a picture of him in his late 20s.
No.
Look at a picture of him in his late 20s and show me how he looks very different.
No, let's not do that.
I don't think you look any different.
I believe you. I believe that you believe you're telling the truth.
You think you look a lot different than you did in your late 20s?
Yes.
No, that's because Laszlo's been giving you a hard time.
He does not look young.
He isn't young, but he looks younger than he is.
He doesn't look like he's in his mid-20s.
I said late 20s, early 30s. That's what he looks like. You say he looks like he's in his 40s. That's ridiculous.
All right, moving on.
He looks like he's in his 40s.
He does not.
He looks older than you?
No, he doesn't. He definitely doesn't.
Oh, for sure he does.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Leave him alone.
No,
you're going to make him cry.
He looks older than you.
All right, I'm pressing the button.
Push the button, Snow Cone.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
You should never drink and drive. You could kill someone. No. You end up in prison. I don't even, you know, which part is worse? I think killing someone is worse. You got to live with that the rest of your life, and then you end up in prison. But I just have to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been dumb enough to get behind the wheel after you've had a couple drinks, and then you got pulled over and had to do one of those sobriety tests, people have all kinds of advice, you know? Oh, refuse to blow. Let them take your license away. Don't get the DUI. You know, take the roadside sobriety test and wait this long. Or some people will say, ask to blow as soon as they pull you over because your BAC will be lower than it will be. There's so many people. Put the penny under your mouth. Remember that thing?
Right on your tongue.
In the 80s? Yeah, put the penny under your tongue and it'll mess up the breathalyzer. That wasn't true. But I've always wondered about this one because this just worked. Now, it didn't work in this country. This was in Korea. But in South Korea, a guy gets pulled over. He's 60 years old. And he had been drinking. But they cleared him of his drunk driving charges because what happened was after he stopped the car and turned the car off, he grabbed an unopened bottle of booze and chugged it. So,
smart.
Car's turned off, here's the bottle, I'm opening it now, I'm chugging the booze. They couldn't prove that he was drunk when he was driving, so he got out of it.
Just keep booze with you.
If it's closed right, you're obviously allowed to have a closed booze bottle.
Right.
And if your car is off and the ignition's off and you get out and start drinking, then what? Is this a way to get out of a DUI?
Did it work for him?
It worked for him.
Tell me the story.
That's it. It was a 60-year-old guy in South Korea. He got pulled over, And he grabbed this bottle
of booze. South Korea.
I know. I said, it's not here, but I'm wondering.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it would work here.
Well, why not, though?
I feel like they just give you DUIs here regardless.
I don't know.
There's a guy who was in one of my DUI classes who was driving himself to the hospital. He didn't know. And was in, like, diabetic coma.
And they thought that he was drunk?
Yeah, so they arrested him for DUI, and even though he got out of it, he still had to go to an AA class.
Whoa. He still had to go to the class?
Yeah.
They realized
that he'd been charged.
But they realized that he wasn't drunk?
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
Me neither. Because apparently in the state of Florida, where I was, if you get charged with, then you have to go to level one. Even if you get out of it. Even if you're charged with it. So he was like this old guy who was in some sort of diabetic coma, driving himself. They thought he was drunk, and he wasn't. But because he got charged with it, he had to go to a level one school. It was like one day, but he still had to be there.
That's still ridiculous, though, if they knew he wasn't drunk. Now, I've heard lawyers, my lawyer told me once, my lawyer didn't like me very much. I didn't really like him.
Well, you know what?
I'm just being honest. I don't think he was a good lawyer. You've had lawyers. I don't think mine was very good. But he told me that if you have some sort of an accident, you know, if no one else is involved, you hit a tree, you run off the road, you hit a mailbox, you flip your car over hitting a fire hydrant, whatever it is, no one else is involved. He told me, get out of the car and run the hell away.
Yeah, why would you?
Get out of there. And he says, go home and start drinking.
Yeah, of course.
So that when they find you, you say, I wrecked my car, I was so stressed, I came home and just started drinking. And he said, that will work. Now, this was years and years ago, but he said, that will work. They can't prove anything, and he's like, I've had clients do it. Yeah. But that involves, like, now you've been in an accident,
just
assuming
run.
No one else is involved. If someone else is involved and you run away, totally different.
Just
but
run.
This downing a bottle of booze thing.
That's smart.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Well, I turn the ignition off.
I'm still looking at Snow Cone trying to figure out how you think he looks. He's 28.
He does.
You tell me that dude looks like he's 28 right now. Look at me. Look up.
He looks like a guy in his late 20s, early 30s.
Show me your face.
Twitch, does anyone on Twitch agree with me? Please back me up that Snow Cone looks like he's in his late 20s, early 30s. Why
can
are you covering
see you
your
on the
face?
Twitch, please?
There's nothing old about you. You have a
except
slight,
for his hair.
He has
face.
A slightly receding hairline.
And
so
he's
what?
Got gray everywhere.
I went bald. People go gray in their 20s. And having a kid makes you go gray, too. All my friends are
okay,
gray.
Okay, all those things to be true, but they don't make you look 20.
Yes, but that many people, people in their late 20s, dudes are gray in their late 20s. It's common.
No.
He's not that gray.
He's
Snow
gray.
Cone, how much gray hair do you have?
A lot.
Not that much.
You don't
it's
have
all over the sides.
There's a couple strands of hair.
He's salt and pepper.
No, he's got a few strands of gray hair.
Push it.
He's got a few strands of gray hair. That's it. He's not mostly gray.
He's had 50-50.
I wouldn't even say he's graying. If I describe him to a cop,
he's graying.
I'd say a few gray hairs. You're being ridiculous now. If you have to describe him to a cop, you'd say he's graying?
I'd say, if I had to close my eyes right now, I'd be like, how about this? 6'2", mid-40s,
Jesus.
210 pounds, in pretty good shape. Brown hair, some gray, like a normal 40-year-old guy.
Like a normal 40-year-old guy.
Yeah. That's what I'd say.
I'd say 6'3", broad shoulders.
Thank you.
Probably 225, 230.
All muscle.
Pretty muscular guy. Pretty tall guy. Imposing figure. Hairline slightly receding. And a few gray hairs.
Yep.
Looks like he's in his late 20s, early 30s.
Late 20s.
Yes. Okay. All right. If you want me to say early 30s, I'll say early 30s. Mm. But I'm not saying he looks older than that. He doesn't.
Let me see you.
I'm not looking up.
I want to find someone else who's in their early 30s and just compare them side by side. He looks good for his age.
Hartzell.
Okay, what about
they're the same age.
No, he's younger.
Hartzell looks 20 years younger.
That's not fair. Black don't crack, you know that.
That's true.
But they're the same age.
Well,
that's not fair.
I don't think they're the same.
They are the same age.
He's quite a bit younger.
No, he's younger than me.
How much younger?
Like 10 years.
No.
Like 8 years.
He is younger than me, though.
But how many?
I think one or two.
Yeah. They're the same age.
He's only one or two years.
Yes, I told you.
He'll tear the two. That's not fair.
He looks a million years younger than him.
Those black don't crack. That's not fair.
Hold on. So he's like basically the same age as you?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
I think it's like two or three, actually.
Okay.
No, he's not. They're like within a year.
No, we're not.
Okay. Well.
That's not fair.
I'm with you. It's not fair. Everybody knows that black don't crack. That's a thing. So. It's not fair. You got to compare him to another Caucasian guy.
Exactly.
A Caucasian guy who's the same age. Show me someone the same age, Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Who are movie stars of your age, Snow Cone? I know you know a couple.
Yeah.
Give me men.
How old are you?
Don't say women. He's 34. 33.
35.
No, he's 35. See, I even thought he was younger than he is. He's 35 years old.
Well, and also, we're talking about celebrities. Right, they have tons
up,
of money.
Don't That's look up there. Amanda Seyfried.
Travis Kelsey's money.
There you go. You look. Kelsey looks older than you.
Okay.
Absolutely. He's better looking. I'll give you that. But and I'm not cracking on you. You're good looking. But Travis Kelsey's obviously very good looking. And he's in great shape. So, yeah, he's exactly. got an edge on you. But he looks older than you. I would think that Kelsey's older than you. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Machine Gun Kelly says
we're talking about celebrities with a ton of money. Yeah, of course they look better.
Machine Gun Kelly looks older than him.
And they're celebrities.
Okay. Or at least the same
You've
age.
You lost your goddamn
You
mind.
Think Machine Gun Kelly looks younger than him?
Like 10 years younger than him.
Okay, you're crazy.
No, that's crazy. Snow Cone, I think Travis Kelsey, and this is crude, I think he is a better looking guy by most people's standards. Not mine, but by most people's standards. He's a better looking guy, but I would absolutely think he's older than you. By at least a few years.
Thank
That's
you.
What I would think.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's true.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right, man, I'm ready. I'm going to pull out that grill today in my front yard.
Have some burgers.
Yeah. I told the boy, they were like, hey, you know, I think they're getting used to it.
Well, yeah.
It's like single dad stuff. Like, yo, they're like, what are we having for dinner today? I'm like, steaks on the grill.
Yeah.
What are we having for dinner today? Hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. Like,
yeah.
We don't stray too far from that.
That's how I cook. Yeah. Single dad stuff, I assume. It's very similar. My repertoire is small. But it's enough to get us through. That's all you need.
I wish I was a better cook. But
I'm having basically the same thing you're having tonight.
What are you doing?
Well, I've got those little pita cheeseburgers wrapped in pitas that you heat in the microwave for 60 seconds.
I've never heard of this
before. They're from Aldi. You probably eat five or six of them, and you'd be good to go. I think a box of them is only a few dollars. Aldi.
I'm going to stop at Aldi on the way home.
Little cheeseburger pitas. They make chicken ones, too. I eat both. But
I went to Trader Joe's like you talked about.
To get the refrigerated meals? Yeah.
Yeah, not. I wasn't in love.
You don't like all that stuff?
A lot of, like, you know,
chicken,
Indian food.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of
yeah,
that.
Like a
they,
lot
the
of,
kids don't like that stuff?
That's fine, but it wasn't what I was looking for. The pre-made meals for me are more like, you know, like the two pieces of salmon on rice or something.
What about the artichoke stuffed turkey and stuff like that at Aldi? That stuff's good. Mm. It's in the refrigerator.
All right, I'll go look for
Just
it.
Slice it up, put it on a plate, heat it up, and then put aside with it.
Right.
Those are meals.
Well, I'm going to go with the hamburgers and hot dogs today.
Yeah.
Open that garage, turn the TV on. Got plenty of baseball.
Make a huge pot of chili tomorrow, and you'll be good for like 4 days.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother's got a good
one. One of the things in my repertoire is Stouffer's party-size lasagna. So
we had one. Like, well,
unbelievable.
We had chicken Alfredo, but it was one of those frozen family meals. Yeah, I do that once a week, I figure. Yeah. My body can handle that much sodium once a week, right?
Fine. What are you going to do?
Nothing. It's fine.
You fill your body with all kinds of bad stuff.
Exactly.
So chicken bake from Stouffer's ain't the worst thing.
It's probably pretty good.
Yeah, compared to all the...
Okay. Well, I think we're done, though. Are you excited about those Royals?
I am.
Me, too.
Michael Wacha?
Michael Wacha.
Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.